And you feel happy because you got rid of the headache. But you didn't get rid of the problem. You have the illusion of solving the problem. Because an aspirin only deadens the nerve. The reason that you have a problem is not the headache. The headache is an alarm telling you, check it out, there's a problem. A headache is a blessing from Allah. No different than a house on fire. And someone sees the house on fire, and then they press the alarm. The alarm goes to the fire department. The fireman hears the alarm, and he cuts off the sound and said, I solved the problem. You didn't solve the problem because the alarm isn't the problem. The alarm is to alert you that there is a problem. So don't go for the symptoms, the headache, the chill, the fever. All of these things are not the real problem. There's one real problem. It's the root of the problem. And once you solve the root of the problem, there's some poison in the body. I guarantee you get rid of the poison in the body, and all those symptoms will go away. Chesney will go away. Bosnia will go away. Kosovo will go away. Palestine will go away. Iraq will go away. All of these will go away if we stop going to the symptoms. Because as long as you keep doing that, they will have one after the other. And after you finish testing, they go somewhere else. After you finish that, they go somewhere else until you solve the root of the problem. And the root of the problem, you can't get away from it. You must become ummatan wahida. You must become one ummah, and you must become strong. In my conclusion, you ever remember reading the ayat in the Quran? وَاتَّقُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا وَاذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ إِذْ كُنْتُمْ أَعْدَاءً فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ بِنِعْمَتِهِ إِخْوَانًا. Hold on all together by the rope of Allah and be not divided. And remember Allah's favor on you and your enemies, and Allah tied your hearts together, and you by Allah's permission became brothers. Brothers and sisters, I saw the manifestation of this ayah. You're not going to believe this. I don't care how bad it is in Boston. Boston is not as bad as New York City. Yeah, we got some mean people in New York City. Yeah, real mean. You ever remember reading the hadith about a man who killed 100 people? You remember this hadith? But the hadith didn't tell you where the man was from. New York is a mean place. Allah is my witness. I was 5 years old. I was involved in a gang fight. Involved in what? A gang fight. I was how old? 5 years old in a gang fight. I lived in Fort Greene Project. And we used to fight against the people around the corner. I want to let you know, I wasn't Faraj Wahad in those days. I was a little guy named Jeffrey. Now you know my secret. And I remember once being caught by the young people around the corner, and they held me and they beat me. And one of the main guys was a young 5-year-old boy named Chris. And I'll never forget that Chris was hitting me. And I eventually escaped, 5 years old. Some 20-something years later, Jesse became Imam Siraj Wahaj, the Imam of Masjid al-Taqwa, and Chris became Abdul Shakir, the Naib assistant of the Imam at Masjid al-Taqwa. We were enemies, and Allah tied our hearts together. I have friends, Muslim friends, over the whole earth. I have Muslim friends from Nigeria whose skin is as black as copper. Muslim friends in Bosnia whose skin is as white as snow. Muslim friends in Saudi Arabia and Kuwait and Egypt. Muslim friends in Bangladesh and Guyana. Muslim friends around the world, I never would have been friends with any of them, but Allah forbade the Qulub because Allah tied our hearts together and we began to love each other for the purpose and the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The brotherhood of Islam is real if you allow it to be real in you. When Allah said, "Inna lil mu'minina ikhwat," only the believers are brothers. I believe it. I don't know about you. And so therefore, no matter what I was in the past, when I became a Muslim, all of these brothers and sisters became my brothers and sisters. And I had rights over them and they had rights over me because that's the game. That's the rules of the game. If you want to be a Muslim, then we go not by how we feel, how I think. Go about by the words of Allah and His Messenger. That's the reality. And I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, I believe we believe in this deen. And because we believe in this deen, it made a difference with us. I was in a year and a half ago in LaGuardia Airport, Saturday morning on my way to Toronto. And I noticed, you see, whenever I see somebody that looks to be Muslim, I'm one of those guys, you know, real like, salaam alaikum. You know, and sometimes, you know, you give salam to some people, you know they're Muslims or something. If they answer you, you know, like, well, you know, they put their nose up like, well, who are you? I'm a Muslim. That's all. I give salam to whom I know and whom I don't know. Because I want to be the best kind of Islam. I want to give salam to whom I know, who I don't know. Don't make me different. If I'm somewhere and you look like a Muslim, I'm going to give you salam. If you dress like a Muslim, you look like a Muslim, you got a beard like a Muslim, you got a kufi, you got a jalabi, you must be a Muslim. So I give it a green. I expect you to give it back to me. So I give this group a new group in Boston. I give them a salam alaikum. And they look at me. They stare at me. They say nothing. And so I, you know, I said, well, you know, maybe they didn't hear me. So I got a brother, I got a face. That's all legal. He looked at me, he never gave me reason. Well, lying, Allah is my witness, on that plane ride from New York City to Toronto, I was hurt. I was hurt, man. Because the Prophet said, "How can Muslim and Muslim come?" Radu Salam. The right of a Muslim of another Muslim find the first thing, return of Salam. Everyone looks for the return of Salam. That's fundamental. You know, that's why when a husband and wife is arguing, and the man says to the wife after the argument, "Assalamu alaikum." Why you don't want to give the salam? So you have to give salam. Even if you're angry at the person, give the salam. So when I got to Toronto, I hurt because the Muslims won't give me salam. So I saw Imam Abdullah Hakim quick. I said, "Imam, I was on the plane in New York at LaGuardia, and I saw these Muslims, I gave them salam, they wouldn't give it back to me." He said, "Oh, Imam Suraj, do they look like this?" I said, "Yes." "Were they dressed like that?" I said, "Yes." There's a group of Muslims who think that they're the only Muslim, and no one else is a real Muslim. And I said, "You know what? Anesthesia. And you know, if something happens to me, they won't care. If they won't even give me the salam. There's going to come a time if we're not careful. Muslims will fight against Muslims. We'll shed the blood of other Muslims. Why? A Muslim will never intentionally shed the blood of another Muslim, you would think. Too many hadith against it. But if you start thinking that you're not a Muslim, and only I'm a Muslim, or I'm only a real Muslim, and begin to make takfir of other Muslims, disbelief, then this may cause us to shed the blood of each other. So brothers and sisters, I close It's very simple. There's no great depth of knowledge. The Muslim Ummah is in crisis because, simply put, we're not following the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Simple as that. You know what we do? We praise the Prophet. Yes, we do. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We do. But I think it has to be a little bit more than praising the Prophet. Kul in kuntum tuhibbunullah fattabi'uni yuhibbukumullah wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum wallahu ghafurur rahim. Say, if you really love Allah, then follow me, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah will love you and forgive you your sins. I close with this. I want to ask the audience here, how many of you brothers, African American brothers, raise your hand. Raise your hand. All African American brothers. How many of you African brothers, African American brothers, have never had dinner in the home of a Muslim from Bangladesh? Raise your hand. Brothers from Bangladesh, raise your hand. Bangladesh. How many of you never had dinner in the home of an African American Muslim? Raise your hand. Okay. How many brothers from Saudi Arabia? How many brothers from Saudi Arabia never had dinner at a Muslim's home among the African Americans? Raise your hand. Come on, be honest. All right, thank you. Here's my challenge to you. If you really want to get it together, go to the Sunnah. آخى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بين عبد الرحمن بن عوف وسعد بن الربيع. The Prophet made a bond of brotherhood between the Mujahid and the Ansar. آخى. You know what that means to me? It's not, you have to work at it. You have to work at it. I'm saying, I'm going to have my intention, if I didn't do it already, I want to have dinner in every Muslim house in every country. I want to sit in their house and experience a ta'amun suriyyan, ta'amun sudaniyyan, ta'amun indiyyan. I want Pakistani food, I want Indian food, I want Saudi Arabian food, I want Sudanese food. I want to experience the brotherhood of Islam. And I'm saying to all the imams and all the leaders and all the heads of all the groups, let us work to make the bond of brotherhood strong. And if we can't get a khalifa around the world, at least we can attempt to get unity in the Boston area. That's the time to do it on your level and increase the knowledge by the halakhas and learning and studying and developing the brotherhood. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us to be strong. May Allah bless us to have mercy on us and guide us for us to the Mr. King. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Now, brothers and sisters, having given a brief analysis of the crisis of the Muslim world, having told you that Chechnya is not the problem but one of the roots of the problem, however, does it mean that we must leave our brothers and sisters in the lurch? No. We have to help. Tonight I'm asking you to go in your pocket. This is not a fundraiser for a masjid, to build a masjid or for an Islamic school. This is a very basic and fundamental fundraiser to send money to the Muslims who suffer in Chechnya. Unbelievable suffering. If you're sitting here, one of the ways to get rid of the anesthesia